I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News.
Thank you very much, Jack. Hey, sports fans. I'm Dan Struble with the Sports Grid News and Fanatic Update. Time to get on the grid, everyone. Breaking news out of Major League Baseball. The Boston Red Sox have reportedly finalized their move to hire Chan Bloom as the team's new general manager. Bloom has been serving as vice president of baseball operations for the Tampa Bay Rays since the end of 2014 and also a finalist for the New York Mets vacancy last season. So Boston got their man. Must win time for the Houston Astros tonight. Game 3 of the World Series. Houston, the favorites, heading into Washington down 2-0. Houston turns to Zach Greinke. He was great in his last start in the Nationals counter with Annabelle Sanchez, two guys who have been very, very underrated and solid. This line keeps on going up. Astros now -150, total from 7.5 up to 8. First pitch, 8:07 Eastern. First five innings line, Houston -145, total 4.5. Cleveland Indians righty Carlos Carrasco, the winner of the 2019 Roberto Clemente Award, MLB announcing today. Carrasco, third Indians player to win the award, given to a player who best represents the game of baseball on and off the field. 32-year-old pitcher diagnosed with leukemia during this season this year. Despite the illness, Carrasco doing lots of humanitarian work in South America and throughout the world. NFL, no Rodgers versus Mahomes this Sunday night. KC star quarterback Pat Mahomes ruled out officially for Sunday nighter's game versus the Green Bay Packers. Kansas City coach Andy Reid says Mahomes just needs a little bit more time before he can start again. He suffered that knee injury in the Thursday night win over the Broncos a week back. Originally given a 3-week timetable for recovery. The good news, Mahomes practicing this week in an attempt to play, and he looks very good, close to getting back. Backup Matt Moore, good old Moops, gets the start for the Chiefs against the 6-1 Packers. Kansas City starters, lots of them out. Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Kendall Fuller, Andrew Wiley, all out. Receiver Sammy Watkins, who had been out since week four, is back for the Chiefs. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan, questionable versus Seattle on Sunday, according to head coach Dan Quinn. He suffered a sprained ankle in last Sunday's loss to the Rams. He practiced today, but he's still a little bit banged up. Quinn added, Ryan, if he can't play, will be ruled inactive, and veteran Matt Schaub would get the start in Ryan's place. Danny Etling would serve as the team backup. NBA news, Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler will miss the upcoming 2-game road trip after the birth of his daughter, the team announcing today. Butler was ruled out earlier this week in the team's season opening win against the Memphis Grizzlies as well. 30-year-old acquired by the Heat the past season as a part of a four-team side and trade deal. He agreed to a 4-year, $142 million max contract with Miami. It also contains a player option for 2022-23. Still with the Heat, Dion Waiters completing his team suspension, but he'll also be out of Miami's next two games. Busy night in the NBA. The moves, lots of line movement too, moving around half point here. Let's start things off. 2 at 7:05, Toronto at Boston was 2.5. Now Celtics 3, 2:14. Minnesota was 5.5. Now Mini -5 at Charlotte, 226 your total. Knicks in Brooklyn, Nets -8, 229.5 is your total. We got a trio at 8:05, Dallas and New Orleans. The Pelicans -2, 227 is your total. Washington at Oklahoma City, the Thunder laying 8, 218.5. Chicago -2 at Memphis, over under 223.5. Late action 9:05. We got Phoenix and Denver. Nuggets -12, 220. 10:05. We got Portland -1.5 at Sacramento, 227.5. 10:35 action. Utah at the LA Lakers. Lakers -3.5, over under 216.5. NHL news. St. Louis Blues star Vladimir Tarasenko will miss the next two games with an upper body injury. That means he's going to be out versus Boston and Detroit. He'll be reevaluated next week. Tarasenko, 10 points in 10 games so far this season. The Penguins have traded blue liner Eric Gudbranson to Anaheim for forward Andreas Martinsson and a 7th-round pick in 2021. Just 2 minutes away from puck drop. Weird time here. 6:05 start Sin City. Colorado at Vegas. Golden Knights up to 170. Total 6. 2 at 7:05. San Jose and Toronto. Leafs -185. Total 6.5. Arizona at New Jersey, the Devils laying a quarter, 5.5. A pair at 7:35. The Red Hot New York Islanders, they're doing it. Good wins for the Islanders in their last four games. -125 at Ottawa, total 6. Buffalo -125 at Detroit, total 6. 10:05, Washington at Vancouver. Canucks now the favorites, -115, over under 6. College football, Pac-12, 9 Eastern. USC -10.5 at Colorado. 64.5. CFL, Calgary, -3 at Winnipeg. We got an over-under of 48.5. Golf news from Japan. Crazy storms, even a typhoon warning. Tournament now will have a Monday finish. They're still only done one round. Tiger Woods, 9 birdies in his opener. Gary Woodland, they're tied for the lead at 6-under. Hideki, one shot back. European Tour, Oliver Fisher, one shot lead at -12. And Leicester City today just laying it on thick. A 9-0 win over Southampton. The biggest trashing in EPL in a long, long time. Unbelievable stuff. Leicester City, 9. Southampton, 0. That is a beatdown. I'm Cam Stewart, hour two of Red Heat and Rage Radio. Gabe's in studio here. We're going to break down the NFL card, the rest of the gambling card. We got the World Series and a whole lot more. College football, CFL, great Friday night. And we're on an in-game live, too. Me, Morenci, and Paul Bovey at 8 o'clock. So stay tuned, guys. Hour two of Red Heat and Rage Radio on Sports Grid is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, thank you very much, Yang. And Metal Matt. And Danny. It's a full house. And Sandra. I can't believe it takes, like, it's what? There's like 6 people to produce this show? That you know, we got to do better. It's up to you and me to produce magic, Cam. There's so many people behind the scenes. Although they're all doing multiple things, actually, but got to give them all
a
shout out.
They're doing a lot of cutting.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
They're working hard.
Yang's running. Project. Yang's running the pit in there. Yang's all business, like a captain. Yeah, Yang's got his game face on today. So, yeah, Paul Bovey will join us in studio at 8 o'clock tonight, in-game live. We'll track all this NBA, World Series, talk NFL football. We'll run through the card here tonight. Cam's on the Colorado Avalanche. They're dogs right now at Las Vegas, an early start time in Sin City in the NHL. We were talking about the Toronto Raptors earlier. Raptors are at the Celtics here this evening, and I really want to take the Raptors. All day I was thinking about this, Cam, and, you know, but it's almost out of spite that basically, you know, and Teddy was on last night, and Teddy's like, oh, you know, the Raptors aren't the same team as last year. No, every team is a different team every year. Yet, I find it amusing to hear, like, the lack of respect. Like, Stephen A. Smith said the Raptors would be an 8 seed.
Oh, yeah.
In Eastern. Yeah, going to be an 8 seed, Cam, right? I'll tell you right now, the Raptors will be a 3 seed in Eastern Conference this year.
I was thinking and at worst,
maybe
four
even
or five.
Higher. Yeah, yeah, like at worst four. At worst four type thing. But the thing is, I can't bet out of spite. And the home team never loses in this series, Cam.
I remember.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even have to look this up. I just sort of hit me. I was like, man, I'm getting the Raptors +3. Boston haven't gelled with Kemba Walker yet. And they were terrible in their first game. I don't fear them. We play great defense. But then I remembered, I'm like, isn't this the series where neither team has won on each other's court in like forever? And guys, it's been 10 straight games of back and forth. Like the Raptors haven't won in like 5 years in Boston, essentially. Like, and the Celtics haven't won in Toronto in forever. They don't win. It's impossible. Like, it's tie. It's tested and true, Cam.
I know. I remember the night, too, Gabe. As crazy as that sounds, we were doing a sports road a rage at that bar, that Cherry Cola's or whatever, where Scrovey came by. The Raptors beat the Celtics in Boston that night. That was like 5 years ago.
That's the last time they won there.
Yeah, I remember.
It's been 10 straight games in which the home team has won. The home team is 10-0 in the last 10 games straight up in this rivalry, guys. Hard to want to get in front of that.
It is, even though I want to take the Raptors, too.
Game time decisions continues.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you, Yang. Great job. Level 2 rolls on. Game time decision. Get on the grid. Zumo TV channel 719. I am Morenci. Rager Redhead Cam Stewart with us. And, of course, me and Cam will be back in-game live tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll track the World Series live. We'll track the NBA live, the NHL live. We'll talk some NFL football week 8. Maybe a little college football as well. We'll be on tomorrow talking college football. Paul Bovey will join us in studio tonight as Paul will be in town for the next couple of days. All right, so we talked about the first game in the rotation, the Raptors and the Celtics. And as I noted, gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen, I should add, and freaks, trolls, losers, and everyone else in between, winners, champions, we got them all, Cam. We got them all.
Trolls, losers. Yeah.
It's like Trump said, they're not sending their best.
Trolls, losers. That's okay. That's great.
I'm just, you know, being real.
I just enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah. So we mentioned, so 10 straight times the home team has won in the Boston-Toronto series. Something to think about if you're betting that game tonight. I heard Ralph Michaels, and Ralph has a lot of great trends and stats all the time. I heard Ralph earlier in the day talking about going back to 2012. Okay, so it's pretty big, sample size.
Yep.
7 years in the NBA, teams that are 0-1 that are playing teams that are 1-0 in their second game, the team that is 0-1 has covered 66% of the time. It's a pretty significant number.
Yep. That's almost 70. Yeah. That's yes. I would say that's a significant
number. And Ralph brought up that, even though it's a long season, nobody wants to go 0-2, Cam. You know what I mean? Like, there is sort of a sense of, hey, we got to be a lot better. We don't want to be 0-2. Right? Because things can snowball fast at the start of an NBA season. Next thing you know, you're 6 games out and you're screwed. So, these games are important. Every game counts in the standings. So we got Minnesota and Charlotte. Nice win for Minnesota in the first game, Cam, against Brooklyn. The game we talked about. We'll blast through the NBA games right now. We won't go too long in each one, but we'll give a quick take here. Wiggins was better. I'm seeing Wiggins saying how hard he worked this summer. Well, he didn't do it to prepare to play for Canada. I'll tell you that much.
No, he did not.
Karl Anthony Towns talked about how they bonded coming back from being down the other night against Brooklyn and how they kept battling. They overcame an 18-point deficit. And You know, you could see this this T-Wolf team, Cam. They were closer post-Jimmy Butler last year, if you remember. It was like they did step up a bit. You could tell the effort was there. My old deal with them, I think they care. I don't think it's that they don't care. I honestly believe that Karl-Anthony Towns and Wiggins are both too nice. Karl-Anthony Towns is a nice guy. Like, I've seen him, like, you know, in a couple of minutes left in a game, and he's smiling and he's laughing and stuff. So, yeah, it's cool you're having fun, but, you know, the other team's bitching at the refs and getting calls, and you're smiling. And, you know, after a loss, Cam, he's playing Fortnite and video games online with fans and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I get it, dude. You're a cool dude. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't say you're a bad kid or anything like that, but you're getting paid to win, man. Like, Kawhi Leonard's a competitor, right? Like, guys are competitors. Damian Lillard is a competitor, bro. Right? Like, you know, Donovan Mitchell, the guys you're competing against, LeBron James, except these guys, they're going to eat you alive, man. You've got to really, 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 really want it. And maybe the T-Wolves will turn a corner. You know, maybe, because I got to tell you, on paper, they're a pretty good team. They've got talent.
They are.
Right? They're a playoff caliber team. Yeah, without all that being stated, I'm not laying 5 points on the road with these guys because they won a game the other night.
No, I agree. And, yeah, you win a game, big deal. You bring up a good point. That's the problem with these guys. And you know what? Just because you're a nice guy in your life, when you want to play sports, you got to be angry and you got to want it. You can't just be nice all the time. Like, that's the thing. I don't care what you do.
People tell me about Wiggins,
Ken. Guy in the world.
I've never heard anything say bad about Wiggins that knows him. Because I bitch about him not playing and stuff. And they're like, you know, he's like the nicest guy in the world, right? Like, he's so nice and stuff. But, yeah, they never makes the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's nice. He scored 22 points a game. Get tougher, kid.
Exactly. You could give to charity. You could help seniors with Meals on Wheels. But when you're out in the court there, you know what I mean? You have to show some kind of edge. I get it. What you do in your time, you could be the nicest guy in the community. When you're on that court, you got to put on a killer face. I'm not comfortable laying 5 with the Minnesota Timberwolves, nor am I comfortable even taking Charlotte as a 5-point home dog, Gabe. I think this is a game probably going to stay away from. We have a bankroll going with college and NFL this Sunday. Don't want to get too crazy on this big card. I think Babano might be onto something with the over, though. I don't see a lot of defense in this game. 226.
Yeah.
I would be doing with it.
Yeah. I'm seeing 225.5 in FanDuel, but yeah, I can't disagree. How do you feel about the Knicks getting the 8? It was 9, now it's 8.
I would take the Knicks, but you know, you worry about it. I'm definitely not comfortable laying 8 with Brooklyn. You talk about it. That first game, I don't like to see stuff like that. You bring up a great point, man. I don't care if a guy scores 50 points. With Irving, it's about getting the rest of your teammates involved. You're a unit, right? And that sets a bad precedent for later on. It's going to work some nights, Gabe, when when you're shooting the lights out and everything works. Fine, but the nights where your shot's not going down, what other guys are going to step up? As for the Knicks, they're going to be a tough out. That's what I like what you said about them too. They lack talent compared to other teams in the Eastern Conference, but they do have some nasty personalities on their team, which I like, and they're not going to go down without a fight. I'd probably want to take the 8 points in a rivalry game like this. Total's pretty high at 229.5. I don't know how much defense there. I lean Knicks, but I'm not betting this game.
So, you know, this is the New York Knicks starting 5. RJ Barrett, Alonzo Trier, Marcus Morris, Julius Randle, like Bobby Portis.
Yep.
Now, Julius Randle's a good player. RJ Barrett, RJ had 21 in his debut the other night.
Not bad.
You know, you got Dennis Smith Jr., you got Kevin Knox.
I like Knox.
You know, it's too bad, though. What's the deal like with Mitchell Robinson? Because this kid's a beast, Cam. Mitchell Robinson.
Yep.
I'm seeing game time decision right now. I hate this in the NBA with that stuff.
That's the thing, man. You got to be careful with DFS. Be careful with your betting. Hey, it worked for Ranieri the other night, even though Jimmy Butler had that kid. They still covered against Memphis, right? When we were thinking about Memphis. But, yeah, it's a tough. Like, sometimes
Memphis pick, I'm not proud of that pick. Man, we got smoked.
No, I'm not proud. You know what? I'm not proud of it either.
He got murdered.
So it's 6. Yeah. No, they were leading, too, early in that game. You're like, hey. They got crushed in the second half of that game, like absolutely KO'd.
All right.
Yeah, they're a tough team to back.
To me, the Knicks game, Cam, is all or nothing. It's either going to be really close or they are going to get smoked. It's going to be one of those deals.
Yep, I agree.
I'm taking the 8. I'm putting my foot down. The Bulls. This Coby White kid's really good. The rookie, yeah, he's a really good player out of North Carolina. There's always dudes that were okay in college that are stars in the NBA. I think he might be one of them. I don't like this game. I'm not trusting the Bulls or the Grizz here, Cam.
I don't either. I don't like what I saw from the Grizzlies in the first game, but I would actually have a lean to the Bulls with a couple of young guys on their team that are better than the Memphis kids. But laying two on the road is in Memphis going to be a little bit tougher. I have a lean to the Bulls, Gabe. I would not pull the haven't pulled the trigger, but that's where I'd go with that game.
Dallas are at the Pelicans, and Pelicans were pretty were pretty good against the Raptors, actually. I was impressed. They're going to be, it's too bad Zion's hurt, but they've got decent players. You know, they've got good skill type of players on the Pelicans. They're playing at home. It's a winnable game for them. It's another game I don't want to bet. We can't bet on every game. But I tell you, if I had to bet this game, I'd take the Pelicans.
Yeah, the thing is, I like Dallas this year, too. I think they're going to be an improved team. I love Doncic. I think it's interesting. Yeah, but you said it, Ben. Like, the Pelicans are going to grind. I like Lonzo Ball, as you mentioned before. He's going to be a hell of a lot better without playing in L.A., get his father off his back for a while, start to become a man. Tough game though. Like, I look at it and go, I think Dallas is slightly better, but the Pelicans are at home -2. I gotta be honest with you, Gabe. This is a real tough NBA sked tonight. Like, nothing's popping out going, yes.
The numbers are tough every night so far this week, bro.
the books have done a great job this week. They should be commended. They have not been sleeping on any lines in every league. They've been great.
The three players that the Pelicans got in the Anthony Davis trade combined for 45 points against the Raptors. Yeah, I lean Pels in this game. I don't love it, but I lean Pelicans.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
This NHL DFS season at JonesDailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS line combos, build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Loptimizer. If you're playing daily fantasy hockey with not using Daily Roto, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And remember, guys, follow us on YouTube and Instagram at SportsGrid TV.
Thank you very much, Cam. We're just going over the NBA card. We'll go over some NFL football tonight with Paul Bovey. We'll squeeze in a couple of best bets here with you. We'll also go over the NHL card as well. Now that, listen, NBA's back. This hour of the show, we're supposed to break down the games and try to find some spots. Yep. We have a lot of games here tonight. We went over the T-Wolves and the Hornets. I don't want to lay 5.5. Cam brings up a good point with the total, yet it is pretty high, 225.5. Raptors and Celtics, I wanted to take the Raptors. I think the Raptors are going to be value as underdogs a lot this year. People are underestimating them. But as we mentioned, the home team has won 10 straight times in this series between the Raptors and the Celtics. So we're going to have to pass. We have a rivalry game with New York and Brooklyn. It opened up at 9. It's down to 8 right now. I'm still going to bite on this, and we'll take the New York Knicks at +8. Chicago Bulls at Memphis is a pass for me. We were wrong about Memphis the other night, and I don't know. It's just a weird game. I can't bet on every game. Dallas and the Pelicans. Eileen Pell seems like the Mavericks are a trendy pick, though, tonight, Cam.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, are on the Mavericks. I'm not that confident pulling the trigger. New Orleans at home with those guys. It's a tough game, Gabe. Total 227. Could be points. I'm gonna pass, but I do think I have an opinion on a couple of the late games on the card. I think I might pull the trigger with one of these.
You know, the Wizards are getting 8.5.
It's a lot.
Oklahoma City shouldn't really be 8.5-point favorites against anybody.
I agree with that. I think the Wizards might make the card. I think it's crazy that Oklahoma City's you got to win by 9 to cover this bet. That line's a little bit big. Probably would have made OKC 6.5, 7, not 8.5. It's a little bit ambitious. lean Wizards game. It's hard to pull the trigger with that team on the road, but that's the way I'd be going in that game for sure. Low total in this one too. 218.5 is pretty one of the lower totals on the board tonight.
The problem is, man, I'm looking at this roster of the Washington Wizards. Dear God.
It's a train wreck.
This is their box score from the other night. Bradley Beal, 19. Ish Smith. Yep. Rui Hachimura, yep. The kid out of Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, yeah.
Isaac Bonga. Thomas Bryant. David Bertans. Jordan McRae. Chris Chioza. Morris Wagner, like they're essentially a G League team, bro.
Yeah. It sounds like
this is like the team, Cam, that's like the NBA reserve team. It's like, you know, they're not quite that's NBA, right. But they're sort of NBA. You know what I mean? Like, no, you know what it reminds me of, Cam?
Like a progressive rock.
No,
band.
You know what it is? It's like this Summer League NBA team. They actually have done that before where it's like, yeah, it's the free agent team. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These are just guys that, yeah, he's been in the league, but, you know, he's looking for a spot to catch on. It's like, Ish Smith, Isaac Bonga, Thomas Bryan. The thing is, Oklahoma City aren't anything to, like, run to the window with, but let's pass on the game. Let's pass. Phoenix and Denver. I don't know. Denver could mess these guys up. What about the total at 220? Feels a little low. Sounds a little low. Sounds expensive. Sounds expensive, Mom. But what do you think? Sounds a little low, doesn't it?
It does sound low. This total I thought would be around 224.5, maybe like somewhere around there, maybe even a little bit higher. Are we getting played? I kind of like the over. I was thinking about taking the Suns at plus 12 now. No, I'm going to pass.
Game. I'm doing it, Cam.
I got a couple hockey plays. You're doing it. You're taking
I'm
it.
Showing okay. Some discipline, Cam. I'm typing the picks game. As we go. I only have the Knicks so far. That's a lot of discipline, bro. Yeah. We've gone through all these games.
It is.
And I'm like, all right, not yet. But come on, man. 220.5. Denver should be able to hang like 130 on these guys.
Yeah, they should be. The next game, though, like, am I getting played here? What about Portland at minus 1.5 or 120 against Sacramento?
Portland screwed me against Denver the other night. I hate taking teams on the road. Sacramento don't suck like as much as they did the other night, but I lean with the Blazers, Cam.
Yeah, it's a game that I lean with, too. I know they screwed you before. They might help you tonight. Final game on the board, Gabe, 10:35 Eastern. That's my game. I'm taking Utah against the Lakers. I didn't like what I saw from the Lakers. The first spot, I'm willing to bet against them again till they can figure it out. Maybe a sprinkle on the money line. Give me the Utah Jazz plus 3.5 against the Lakers. That game will be played tonight.
Lakers are going to struggle against good defensive teams. We saw that against the Clippers the other night. And Utah are a very good defensive team. So now you have another very good defensive team. And a team that, you know, thing is, the Lakers have a target on their back. You know, they do. They're the L.A. Lakers. LeBron is arrogant. LeBron thinks he runs the league. He tries to pluck players from every other team. Players get fired up going into Los Angeles. AD's been talking about how they're going to be unstoppable and all this other crap. You know, to me, the Lakers just don't have any heart. That, you know, and you're playing a team that has heart. You know what I mean? Like, the Lakers could beat a Houston Rockets team. They could beat some of these other gutless teams, spineless teams in the NBA, but I find, like, the Clippers are a gritty team with heart. They've got scrappy guys. The Utah Jazz are a gritty team with scrappy guys. You know, I like the Jazz plus the 3.5 as well, Cam.
It's interesting. It's kind of like what we talked about before. If I were to do this and I had a bankroll, I'd play every NBA road dog. That's what I would look at. Utah, like a lot of those road dogs, I think, are getting points tonight. The Raptors would be included in that, but I'm only going to be, like you, very disciplined. I like a few hockey games, too, but Utah's the play tonight for me, Gabe. Give me the Jazz plus 3.5. Sprinkle the units part money line plus 140. Go Jazz. Hope the Lakers get their asses kicked.
Let's bring in Big Card Julio. Now, and then we'll go over the NHL games. I understand Colorado scored an early goal, Cam.
They did, Gabe. They did. They're up. I don't want to put the old mush on anything, but 1-0 so far for Colorado. Fleury standing on his head, too. They're all over him. Hopefully we can get another one right now. That'd be great.
So we've got four NBA picks that we're ready to pull here. Knicks plus 8. Suns Nuggets over 220.5. Blazers minus 120. Jazz plus 3.5. A lot of late action in the NBA that we're looking at here. Major League Baseball, Astros minus 148, Astros, Nats under 8. I think me and Cam disagree. I think he likes the Nats, but we both do agree on the under. We'll get Cam's take, and we'll go over to hockey games. Big Card Julio in Chicago. What's up, Julio?
Gentlemen, I hope you're doing well. I'll be quick with my picks as I go through my card. If you're looking for a parlay dance partner this weekend, Manchester City, Bayern Munich, Inter Milan, Juventus.
Hold on, Julio.
Great dance partner,
Julio,
for your parlay.
Julio.
Yeah.
We've got.
There's nothing wrong with cross sports.
We've got parlay. We've got the World Series. NBA's back.
Soccer's
we got
escape.
College football. We got college football. We have NFL football. Hell, we even have the UFC in Singapore. And you're giving me a Man U parlay tomorrow?
Man City, not
Man
U.
Oh, Man City. All right.
Yeah, Man City. Man City.
Well, I'm just, if people are looking for a dance partner for their parlay with college football, and those would be the team I would add. All right, here are my college football leans. Over 59.5, LSU Auburn. Give me Louisiana Tech minus 20.5 against UTEP. UTEP stink. ASU, Arizona State. Give me the Fighting Edwards minus 3 over UCLA. Ball State, Ohio, over 59.5. Got a season win total on Marshall, so I'm invested in them. Give me the Thundering Herd. Over 43.5, Wyoming, Nevada. Liberty minus 7.5 against Rutgers. Central Michigan money line over Buffalo.
Holy
Temple plus 10.5 against UCF. Illinois plus 9.5. I got a season win throw on Illinois. So give me the Illini plus 9.5 and the money line. Purdue, big. My last one, Army minus 10, San Jose State.
You know what, Big Card
That's
Julio?
A big sack.
You're no longer. He's not even Big Card Julio anymore. He's obese card, Julio. You're obese card, Julio.
I agree.
You're on TLC.
I'm wearing a muumuu today, guys.
Yeah, you're on TLC, and they need to come with one of those big, like, forklifts to get you out of the house now. You're obese card, Julio.
Well, these are leans. I'm still going to study the card over the weekend.
And I bet you, Julio, you didn't even give us your Saturday night picks. That's all the early games.
Yeah. Early games,
All right, if you had to narrow it down, Julio, what's your best two games out of all those, the top two bets?
All right, the top two bets, over 59.5, LSU Auburn, and let's go with Illinois plus 9.5 against Purdue.
All right, big card Julio. Now, obese card.
One more. Central Michigan money line over Buffalo. That's some good plus value there. Give me the Chippewa.
Third one. There you go. Hey, the podium. Three picks.
Yeah, Julio just can't help himself. Like, even when he's leaving the buffet, he reaches over and grabs another egg roll on the way out.
That's it. That's like me. I got chicken wings.
Thanks, Julio.
Got to put it in my pants.
Take care,
later, buddy. Love Julio. That's a big card. Big card there. Yep. The name fits, Gabe. Name fits.
Yeah. So what's his new nickname? OCJ.
Yeah. OCJ.
Yeah. It's like OBJ is the wide receiver. OCJ. What up, OCJ? OCJ. Obese card Julio. It's a great name, isn't it? OCJ.
Oh, big time.
Obese card Julio.
God, how many games you got? Oh, geez.
Hard to keep up. Like, he got to like 13 or so, and I was like, whoa.
Dude, that's just college football, man. There's other stuff going on too. This guy, he likes to play. He likes to play the game.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the NHL games tonight. We'll see what Cam Stewart likes. Sure. Maybe something jumps off the page. I've been doing really well in the NHL. I don't force it. It needs to happen organically. We'll see if anything organic happens.
Top totals were great.
You know, we left those winners on the table last night in the soccer. We said Atlanta and LA FC. We should have parlayed it.
I know.
Should have, coulda, woulda.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Interesting tweet here from Daniel Negreanu, a poker player. Because I had a friend who was abducted by aliens. He is not crazy. He does not do drugs. He doesn't talk about it out of fear of being mocked. He was found naked in the middle of the desert. Yep. That's the tweet from Daniel Negreanu. Interesting stuff.
Very interesting.
A lot of weird stuff happens out in that desert, I'll tell you that much.
What was that, Yang?
Said a lot of weird stuff happens in that desert.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, buddy. Don't worry about it. Like, he's asking me about your account. I'm like getting into it right now here.
Yeah, I asked him during the break, Cam. Like, it's like,
I know. Just I'll get to it. Like, what? Okay, it's fine. Don't worry. I'm always on top of it, Yang. Don't worry about it. It's good. You got $118.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to find out in between the break, but like.
Sorry.
I like how you got rattled there.
What's going on? I know. No, because I hear it in the headset. I'm like, what? Well, yeah, no, I got it. Okay, I'll look for it.
Hey, buddy.
I got it. Hey, buddy. It's all good. I love you, Yang. Sorry. It's just like what he's talking about.
Yeah, what? Yeah, so what happened? Yeah. Yang's like, Cam left his post during the break. So what, you got something going on the stove here?
I don't really leave my post during the commercial break. Yeah, I'm just starting up a meat sauce. Yang is correct. I got some hamburger going in there. I just, the sauce, it's on a very low level right now. I want to make sure
you're making spaghetti?
I get that going. Yeah, but I can't do the spaghetti because I got to wait till 7 o'clock when we're done, have a little bit, have it prepared, and then we're back at 8 o'clock. A quick little pasta and meat, and then me, you, and Bovi at 8 o'clock. Yeah, I'm just
you're gonna crush. Oh, that's right. You're back on at 8. Oh, you're gonna crush this some carbs, some pasta before the show.
Yes, you got it, brother. I left my post. It's great. It is the commercial break, and I take a pisser.
No, man. Yang told me. I'm like, ask Cam what's in the account. He's like, he left his post. He left. Congratulations to Yang, actually, too. You're holding it in, Yang? You must have to go right now. It's like 6:40.
Yeah, buddy. What happened? It's 6:40. It's what's going on here?
Oh, he's gone, probably. Yeah, he actually is.
Oh,
gone.
He gives me crap about leaving my post during a commercial break, and this guy's gone. Oh, okay. Just want to get that clarified.
Like, what's this guy's deal? Like, he goes to the bathroom at 6:40 every day?
He's like a senior. I used to live with a guy like that, too.
Just program yourself to do it 20 minutes later.
Yeah. I go different times.
Yeah, but there's other shows that come on, too, right? So I guess there's always a show, whatever, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Like, I've got to go to the bathroom all the time. I just get through it. It's kind of annoying,
I hold it in. Yeah. I think I got to get my prostate checked out. I'm going a lot more these days, too. I don't like it.
It's the number one. Like it. It's the number one problem that people don't realize about being on the air all the time.
What, the bathroom? Yeah. The worst is when you got like real stomach problems and you think about doing not the leak, but the other one, and that takes a long time. No commercial break's gonna get you back in time unless you throw to another show. Anyway, you got some money in the account, so if you need anything, just send me an email. I love how Yang panics or whatever. You can just send me a text or an email. I always get to it. I love that guy. He's the best. Got me all rattled. I thought it was like
somewhere. Well, I remember last week you chopped it. You're like, well, what if we go into a break? I'm like, in 9 minutes. You're like, no, that's not good. I gotta go. For me, though,
we hold it in for the show.
It's psychological. It used to happen to be on OTR all the time. Basically, like right after they'd lock me in, and basically, you know, you're in that chair and like you're sitting there. Every time I'd be like, oh God, I got to take a leak now.
Good, man. Yeah, I know. It is psychological. It really is. Like, you always have to take it at the worst times.
It's like a nerve thing. I swear, Cam, you played hockey. Didn't you? I used to always have to take a leak the second I was fully dressed.
Oh, you're a goalie.
It was always. So it was like basically like too. As soon as I was full, I'm like, ah, son of a bitch. I got to take a leak. Like, you know what I mean? It's because you know you can't suddenly, right? I got to tell you, a lot of hockey players actually just do the NASCAR thing. You know how many hockey players have pissed themselves during a game, Cam?
Oh, many. No, I felt bad for our goalies because you got that equipment on it. For a player, it's a little bit easier. You could just take off the upper part, throw the tacklers down, and like kind of go and put it back on. But the goalie, oh my God, the pads and this and that and the transfer. Like, if a goalie has to go to a bathroom, what a nightmare, man. That's a lot of gear.
You've got to control it. You've got to be able to control your bowels, unlike Yang.
We're going
to have to bring Yang in and talk about his diet because all this green bean, this string bean and stuff, it's going right through him.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the prunes, the green beans, the diet, whatever. Yeah, but it's a constant at 6:46. You want to get through a couple of these hockey games, Gabe?
Bring it on. What do you have for us? Give us your best bets on the ice.
I like the Leafs, but it's $1.85, so we're going to have to take them in a regulation or a parlay. Very interesting card, though, tonight, too. Devils and Coyotes. Coyotes came back, still lost to the Islanders last night. It's -120. Then you got Buffalo. I like Buffalo over the Detroit Red Wings tonight at -120. I think that's a good price for them to bounce back. My dirty pooch, Gabe, I might even take the Ottawa Senators tonight. Ottawa Senators against the Islanders. On a back-to-back, +105, and I lean Washington over Vancouver. But my favorite games are Colorado. I like Toronto to kill the Sharks. I'll even take them -1.5, +130.
I see Sports Illustrated. Is Kawhi Leonard currently the best player in the NBA?
Yeah, it feels that way, yes. So
is this really a debate? Like,
is this a question?
No, like...
Oh, I know.
Like, it's just dumb. I couldn't help but respond and say, is this really a debate? Is the sky blue?
Is this a question? Mark? Is this a question?
Yeah, like, really? All right, so, let me see. All right, see if anything jumps off the screen at me here. NHL hockey.
Oh, actually, you know what? Let's play a total. I bet there's a total that comes off the screen to you tonight in a hockey game. Washington-Vancouver, maybe. There might be goals in that game. Arizona, New Jersey. What do you think about Arizona, New Jersey tonight? Any vibes?
I think Buffalo and Detroit goes under 6.
You know what? I kind of lean that way too. I kind of lean Buffalo and
that's the
Detroit,
one. That's the one that sticks out to me. And I hate to say because I'm not an overbetter, but I think the Devils and the Coyotes probably goes over 5.5.
I would say. Devils and Kai. Yeah, well, here's what happened.
Did the Sabres play last night, Cam, against the Rangers? Was it last night?
Yes, they did. The Rangers, the Rangers beat their ass in. Like, the Rangers played a great game last night, probably their best game of the year. I will say this. I also think the totals were great last night. Arizona played the Islanders last night. That game went over 5 because the Islanders scored an empty net or two to get it to 6. 4-2 final there. We were right in our total about... Calgary and Florida. That was a good game that went over. I'm telling you, we should do Gabe's NHL total of the night because you pick one game and do the total, you're going to be right more than you're wrong. And I could see Buffalo and Detroit being under 6 as well. Also, Detroit, their last game, they started Bernier. He's horrible. They're going to go back to Jimmy Howard. Buffalo needs to play a more defensive game on the road. They don't want to get reckless. I could see a 3-1 style, 3-2 win for the Sabres tonight. It'll stay
Now I don't have a choice but to freaking play this. Thanks a lot.
You don't have to go balls deep on it. You don't have to go crazy, right?
Yeah, I'll go
light. It's called Friday night light beer night, right? You're drinking Michelob Ultra tonight.
What time is this game at? Wings game.
Yeah, it's at 7:35.
Oh, 7:35, all right. Yeah, so I can sort of roll it over. I don't have enough of my account to sort of play everything at once. I'm going to have to play the early games and hope for the best, Cam.
Yep.
That's all I can do.
Avalanche are up right now 2-1. So that live total, it's on now. It's pick 'em, and the total is 7.5. It's funny, Gabe. So this game, Hockey's one of those wicked sports to bet for the in-game live stuff. Usually it goes up like 240, but Vegas was minus 170 favorite. They're down a goal, so I guess the books still think they're going to win the game because it's a pick 'em, total 7.5. Oh, man, it's tough card all around tonight. I like the Leafs, though. The Sharks beat the Canadiens for the 9th straight time. Leafs, there's been a lot of stories. They're really angry with the way they're playing right now. They're already calling, you know, these fans, everyone freaking out. They're going to lay the lumber to San Jose tonight. I think
you
the
like
Sharks
the Leafs
are
tonight?
Big trouble. Big time. Like, I think they win the game like 6-2, 6-3.
Yeah, what do you play?
It's not a homer.
You've been stingy tonight. So what are your picks tonight? What are you betting on?
I'm betting on the Leafs in regulation. I'm going to take the Buffalo Sabres in hockey. Small plays to the Ottawa Senators. Under in the baseball game. I think I'm going
to
go under.
You better tell. You're the one that convinced me to play my hockey pick. You're going to tell. You better tell my under six pick now.
Yeah, I'll tell you under six. Yeah. Is that your favorite total pick
yes,
of the night?
That's the one that stuck out to me. Yes.
Over. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I'll play your under.
Under six.
I agree with Buffalo.
Like you said, 3-2. Buffalo wins 3-2.
Yeah, 3-1. 3-1, 3-2, Sabres in a comeback after the bad. I like to come back to a team after losing the first leg of a back-to-back for them to mix it up, kind of like a doubleheader in baseball. Gabe, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ride the Nationals until this thing changes. I'm going to take the 40 cents now. This line just keeps on going through the roof. Steam burns. You talked about it. I will take the under 8. In the CFL, I like Calgary tonight to win the game. I'll just take them on the money line against Winnipeg. I think they're the better team in a better situation. The Winnipeg's not been playing very good either. So those are my plays right now. And in basketball, the Utah Jazz +3.5 and a part play on the money line +140, Jazz over Lakers. That's what I'm looking at.
Pretty much everything's going to get going while we're live on In-Game Live here. There's only a couple of games that start at 7 o'clock. Charlotte and the Minnesota Timberwolves is at 7-10. Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, 7-10. It's the Celtics were 3. It's down to 2.5 now. The Knicks, that'll be our first pick of the night. The Knicks +8. That game tips off at 7:40 Eastern time, or maybe a little earlier. FanDuel has it listed because I think it's 7:08. They got 7:10, whatever. But, you know, the next game is 7:30, 7:35, et cetera. We're going to jump on that. World Series first pitch cam, 8:07. So we'll be live tonight on In-Game Live for the Perfect. First pitch. College football, that USC game's at 9 o'clock tonight.
What do you like there?
I'm going with the over.
I got to tell you something. I like the over, too, and I lean Colorado. I don't like the fact that it's gone down that much. Colorado's been horrible in the red zone, but USC shouldn't be laying 11 on the road.
No, I don't trust USC.
I agree. I think maybe the over is the play. I see like a 45-38 type of – yeah, I see like fireworks in this game, 38-35, like lots of points. It's going to be a shootout tonight.
That's a good point.
I mean, over.
The thing is, Colorado been in a free fall. They lost their last three football games, and it's tough to trust them. But USC are not a great road team. They give up points on the road. Like, you saw it against BYU, went back and forth. They ended up losing a game. It's a tough travel spot for the kids from California going up there into Boulder as well. You know, you have the altitude. It's a hostile environment. It's just a big party school up there. All right, so my picks tonight, Knicks +8, Suns Nuggets over 220.5, Blazers -120, Utah Jazz +3.5. So NBA, Knicks +8, Suns Nuggets over 220.5, Blazers -120, Jazz +3.5. Major League Baseball, Astros -148, Astros Nationals under 8, USC Colorado over 64, Buffalo Sabres, Detroit Red Wings under 6. We'll be back in an hour's time watching all this with Paul Povey, Cam Stewart. We'll share some NFL and college picks with you.
Yep.
Great job, Yang. All right, walk the dog. Yang.
Thanks, buddy.
Eat your spaghetti, smoke your bowls, drink your beer. Yep. Be back at post in an hour.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
miss you.
Game time, boo!
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Everything changes. I'm actually pretty comfortable with Zach Greinke, but Jimmy Kimmel actually asked New Yorkers, Cam, his thoughts on the Houston Astros and their thoughts on the Astros in the World Series. So it's pretty pretty funny stuff. We got the audio here of it. Yang, if you can.
What is your name, ma'am?
Donna.
Where are you from, Donna?
Brooklyn.
Wonderful. Donna from Brooklyn, would you like to wish the Astros good luck in the World Series?
Absolutely not.
Anything you want to say to them?
I do. I want to say, Altuve, that was a nice shot, but next time we're going to throw at your head.
Yeah. Would you like to congratulate the Houston Astros on going to the World Series?
The Astros.
The Houston Astros. New York Yankees all day. I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Yankee.
Yeah, I want to tell that little Altuve to come by my construction site. We'll throw him a beat.
The Houston Astros.
You want to congratulate the Astros on going to the World Series?
Hell no. The Astros. A-S-S-T-R-O-S. And Altuve, little tattoo-looking bastard. I hate him. Go Yankees.
Anything you'd like to say to the Astros?
That them. They suck.
Come to my construction site. I'll see you.
I like the other guy. I hate Altuve, that tattoo-looking bastard.
That was awesome. I love New York.
The first lady, Donna, is great. Next time, we're going to hit him in the effing head. That had to be set up, bro. There's no way. Like, come on.
Exactly.
Like,
it sounded good, though.
Like, I'm thinking after. It's like, really? Like, you know, does everyone want to beat up Altuve that badly? But that's some good stuff there. But so it's Greinke versus Anibal Sanchez. Yet I heard Joe Buck say the other night, Anibal. It's not. So we're saying Anibal like white guys. It's really Anibal. Anibal.
I'm still going to call Anibal.
It's an Anibal. You know what I mean? Like Anibal. It's not Anibal Sanchez.
Anibal. It sounds. I'm going to call him what I mean.
You've called him a gas can in the past. So why don't you reverse it?
That's Gio Gonzalez. That's Gio Gonzalez.
You've taken shots at him, too. I want you to take your powers, though, and reverse it and say he's good so he'll suck tonight, Cam. Okay, you're pretty powerful for this. Like, can't you, like, something bad happen tonight for the Nationals? Can't you, like, you know, what do you have for us?
How come it doesn't work for me in horse racing, though? that horse is...
your jockey falls off the horse for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the powers are strong. But the thing about Sanchez is, Gabe, he's one of those guys... He can really be, it's very simple. He's a soft tosser. He's kind of an old school pitcher, right? He nibbles.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-8. 844-